What's good, my brother?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm chilling, trying to stay warm, man.
Yeah, man, this weather's been a trip, bro. Got a one snow storm and talking about some more snow on the way, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully it don't be like, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah, that was unexpected, man. They undersold it how much we were supposed to get.
Facts.
And then dealing with that shit was a little bit of a hassle, man.
Mm-hmm. And per DMV rules, because it clearly got to be a rule or a law, you know, not no pre-treating of the roads before a storm.
Yeah, man, they definitely be waiting until like the last minute and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rarely see them, like you said, pre-treat the fucking roads and shit, man.
Yeah, it's been a long ass time. Been a while.
Yeah. And one thing I will say, I'm so glad. This is like one of the perks of not working right now. Because I probably definitely, I don't know. I might have, it's possible I could have been in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, motherfucking, you know, I always got to go to work early if I was like still working at my other job.
Right.
I had to be there like super early. You know what I'm saying? I probably have been stuck at fucking working shit. And that leads us to the topic of like motherfuckers are stuck on I-95 and shit.
Yeah.
For like 8 hours or something, shit they said, or probably even more overnight.
Yeah, a lot of people were stuck out there for almost the 424.
Yeah. I was hearing like stories like police giving out food and all that shit.
Oh, that's good. I was wondering, like, you know, damn, like, what if you was already, like, what if you was, like, on hard times or something? You already ain't ate in, like, a day or two.
Yeah. Super fucked up, yeah.
Like, ain't got no water, no blanket, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then you can't keep running your car and shit, run out of gas on the highway and shit.
Right.
So you can run the car to get the heater and all that shit going.
Super, super facts. Yeah, definitely scary situations. Glad the snow it's been melting rather quickly, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's my whole thing. I was just trying to wait. Like, I ain't had nowhere to go. My mom was pressing me to shovel my car. I'm like, I ain't got nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying? But you know how that shit is.
Yeah.
Once you really fake responsible and shit.
Facts.
But that's like, I think that's like one thing, you know what I'm saying? As I think we talked about it before, like one thing like that parents might have got wrong and shit.
What's that?
Like, just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you say, don't play the game on the TV, don't play the game, you ain't making no money in the game, shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, in this job, I ain't had nowhere to go. The shit gonna melt anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't had nothing to do, so we did it anyway. But it's like, I could have waited until the shit melted. I ain't had nowhere to go.
Right.
So yeah. just a shovel, you know what I'm saying? Work more smarter, not harder, be more sensible and shit.
Yeah. They definitely, when I think when it comes to parents, they definitely don't like think like that. I think it's more so. One thing I think is more of a flexing of the power, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, and then, huh? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I said, we was like, kind of like small little tips when we shovel it on my car. Like, you know, so I'm trying to work opposite of her. So I'm working on like the passenger side. She's like, don't shovel that. You get in the car over here. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, when we got finished everything, she started digging where I was at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta get your tire straight. Gotta get your tire free. I'm like, Mom, that's why I was shoveling it. You the one told me stop doing it. Well, wait, you see it? Yeah, I'm like, all right, man, you got it.
Yeah. I know exactly how you feel on that. Like, I don't know. I guess it just comes down to like you said, with like the generations just think completely differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we trying to work like the smart, sensible way, quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everything ain't got to be like working hard. Everything is a project, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I would have instances like that, but nothing too bad. Cause now I just try to like really respond at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I try to do. But like, oh, my mom is like one of the nagging moms sometimes. She's not like super bad, but like when it's something like that, she'll just keep picking and picking and picking. Like, she just kept messing with me the whole time we shoveling. Don't shovel like that. Get from the top, not the bottom. Stop flinging the snow. Like, just like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, right. So, always, it's always
something. Yeah, that should irritate me. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe I get it from her. I don't know where I get it from. Like, when people are wrong, I don't be like, nigga, just to keep talking crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I say something, but I'm being respectful because my mom, but like,
right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you're not about to just keep piling on me and shit.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm kind of like the person, like, as long as it get done, it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
True, true.
Yeah. However you want to do it. Your way might be different than my way, but the parents got the my way or the highway.
Right. So, definitely my way or the highway shit.
Yeah, and that's probably because that's what was, you know, one thing I will say about our generation also, and it's like, you know, their parents probably taught them that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or showed them that, and then they just trying their hardest to emulate like their parents. When we, our generations and younger, we kind of like, I'm not gonna say we be on the fence about a lot of stuff, but we kind of be saying stuff for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And well, no, I'm not gonna do that. I know my mother did that, so I'm, you know, I don't feel like, you know, whatever's comfortable for you, do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot been going on this week. Getting trapped on the highway, it was like one of the main stories with the snow. And did you hear about the three females that died?
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, two stories. I heard about that, and then I heard about the dude getting charged for that outrageous ass Uber jump. But yeah, I heard like the truck went under the car went under a plow truck or some shit like that.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's super unfortunate.
Yeah, four people in the SUV, three females and one guy. Man, I'm not sure who was driving. You know, it takes a little time for them to be releasing all the details, but apparently, you know, I'm not going to just assume they were speeding, but probably driving a little reckless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I don't know if I talked to you about it, but like, people, yeah, when these inclement weathers, man, like, they be acting like it's nothing. Like,
right.
That's like one reason why I hate driving, because like, people, no disrespect to them, but people just be wilding out. Like, we don't know if they were, but like, people, I'm just taking in general, people just be wilding out when it comes to rain, snow, whatever.
Hey, and I know I told this story before on the podcast, I think, when I was talking about my friend.
Yeah.
And yeah, before she moved down south, we were supposed to go to like, I was going back to her house for her to sign her contract and stuff, you know, with her parents, take pictures and all that. And it was like literally raining cats and dogs. And we hop on Pennsylvania Avenue and she's doing like 75. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be ashamed, embarrassed, or not. Like, I speak up, like, quick. Like, yo, slow down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's pouring. I really don't even want you doing 75 on a sunny day, for real, for real. You know what I
mean? Yeah. I'm not a fan of the fast driving shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
you got to impress me.
right. And I'm like, Slim, it's pouring down. Like, it's no guarantee. I know you got good brakes, but there's no guarantee when it's raining. All bets off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One slip up and we done. Like, you're about to sign a contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be careful. Uh-huh. like all these, I know celebrities be getting killed for the most part, but it's a fair share going these accidents. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rest in peace to Left Eye and stuff, you know, people like that. But yeah, just, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. But yeah, three of the females died, and the guy had life-threatening injuries. I haven't heard an update on that yet. But still alive so far at the moment, I'm guessing. You know what I'm saying? So, man, y'all be out there speeding, man. Just slow down. It really ain't. I don't know. I the thing is, like, I get it. I used to be like that, but I stopped. Like, I stopped, man. I don't know. But from one, you know, did you want to talk about the $600 Uber jump?
Yeah, we could touch on it a little bit. Like you said, like, I guess, you know what I'm saying, took an Uber trying to get from point A to point B and got stuck in that jump. And he was hit with a $600 tap for that Uber, man. That's freaking crazy, bro.
Yeah, like,
I guess it's like, well, I don't know. Seems like you should have a circumstance like that where you can, like, turn the fucking meter off, turn the app off, cancel the ride or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can, as a driver, I can get why they didn't do it. Probably just wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, might not even be thinking about that. That's, like, the last part of the word, last thing you're thinking about. Is like, let me cancel this shit. You know what I'm saying? You just stuck. And then you just got lulled to sleep. It's just like, all right, we just going to be here for a while and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy as shit. I hope Uber take care of that person and don't really charge them the whole fucking $600 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. They definitely not going to pay that. Hell no. Hopefully, it wasn't no situation where it's like he had that shit like in the account and they just took it right out.
That's what I was just thinking too. I'm like, Uber shit, automated shit, right? That should just take that shit out. Ain't like a cab driver. Like, let me pay it. That motherfucker linked.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then, like, I don't know how like aggressive that shit is. I hope, you know what I'm saying, if he didn't have it, insufficient funds, that come with more fees and shit. You know what I'm saying, from your bank side and shit. No, so that probably be a hassle to deal with and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hopefully it was a better setup situation. But either way, I feel like it's gonna be annoying in a way. But it's gonna be annoying in the way. But you get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little bit of breaking news: Antonio Brown has been officially released by the Buccaneers.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just jump right into the football section?
I guess we can. Before we do that, though, I just wanted to give a quick little, since we was on the subject of people dying and stuff, I did want to just give a quick little Betty White appreciation statement. You know what I'm saying? Betty White passed away at 99. The last of the four Golden Girls. You know what I'm saying? That's a show my mother was watching a lot. That's how I got wind of it. And, you know, she's pretty much been everywhere, all over the place since then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's definitely been ingrained in pop culture, as you should say. Lately, super popular, you know what I'm saying? Week or two away from being 100?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks, yep. 17. Weeks. Yeah. Definitely want to send a rest in peace to her. 99 years is that's a long time.
Yeah, she lived all every bit of it, man.
Yeah, and rest in peace, Betty White.
Rest in peace, Betty White.
Yeah, John Madden too, because I don't think we touched on him.
Damn, we didn't. Yeah, rest in peace, John Madden.
Yeah, one of the most influential people in you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
The sports world.
Sports, yeah, video game and all that shit.
Yeah.
And, he was like one of the ones, man. He's like, love watching him, man. Like you said, he breaks stuff down, make it so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it just takes away the technical aspect of the game and you have fun watching him because he be circling shit on the teleprompter. And ain't shit got shit to do with football and shit, but it made it fun watching the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was going to be a big, good game when John and the team was doing that shit, man, doing the commentary.
Mhm. Huh?
Go ahead.
Now I say the Madden tour bus.
Yeah, I forgot about the. I think when I heard people talking about, I forgot they used to have like the All Madden team. Used to select this little All Madden team back in the day.
Remember that? And I ain't know until the documentary. I ain't know like the whole tour bus concept came because he was scared of heights and shit and scared to fly a lot.
Oh, yeah. I was hip about that. Yeah. Yep.
I ain't know that. I said, man, that's wild.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. Some, I don't know. I think Fly Guy said I did mention it, but like sometimes I don't blur out all my thoughts and shit. But I just knew something didn't. When I just seen a documentary, I'm like, why is this a documentary? You know what I'm saying? Just premiering on Christmas. It just didn't really feel right. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the news a couple days later, he ended up passing and shit.
Right. So you think he was already sick? Because according to them, they were just saying he died. They said he died unexpectedly, though. I kind of feel like
they said. I don't know. Yeah. Motherfuckers be doing this shit like.
I mean, but what you get out of lying, though? Like,
I mean, not sick, lying, but like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how some people just withhold information and shit, I would say, shit. Or they might not just tell. Because, like, I would say this. What made me think of that shit is because, like, dealing with my aunt. Like, she had a caretaker in the last couple of days. And the caretaker told us that they was coming. But the caretaker never came because the caretaker already kind of knew that when the last visit that she probably didn't have long ago.
Right.
So it could have been an instance like that. You know, I'm just speculating. But I mean, it just didn't sit right with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying you still wouldn't like it. Man, like the caretaker would just be like, well. That was unexpected, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I just...
I ain't gonna bash on it. I'm about to say who the unexpected shit came from, though. You know what I'm saying? They might not be too in tune with the, you know what I'm saying, with the John Madden situation and shit. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because the statement came from the family and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I guess... I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't really. If it was like expected, then and then still, he was in the documentary too, though. So it ain't like, you know, like that was just like a solely documentary on him. Like he was in it, watching it too and shit. So this, you could tell this been pre-done a while ago.
Yeah, I'm hip, man. So like, I'm just thinking why spot they probably dropped it. Then like when no anniversary or nothing, just like a random ass doc on Christmas.
Man, I mean, come probably show us a backstory and shit. You probably gotta look it up or whatever. But I guess we could slide into the Antonio Brown news. It's been like a thing all week. I ain't gonna say it's over because now we gotta see if he clear waivers and all that. And it's somebody else. Well, he said he's gonna have surgery, so I'm guessing ain't nobody else gonna sign him for the playoffs or nothing. this was super bizarre. You start making waves, going a viral moment of him flipping out on the sideline in the game. Buccaneers is playing the Jets, taking off all his equipment, throwing stuff into the crowd. Well, you know, pieces of his equipment anyway, gloves and et cetera, et cetera. And then jogging off the field into the locker room. And people were wondering what the heck happened. A lot of people were speculating that, you know, he quit. He got mad because he couldn't go into the game to keep playing to receive his, what they be calling those, incentives.
Yeah.
And then that was the first wave of rumors. And then it turns out, well, I guess from his side of things, you know, he was told to go into the game, but he felt like he wasn't healthy enough to play. He was dealing with an ankle injury, which he has been dealing with, to his credit. And Bruce Arians told him that if he didn't go into the game, then he was done. You know, he's gone. He's no longer a part of the team and this and that. So obviously he lost his cool and did what he did. Couple days that went past, and it's really was quiet on the front of being released. Like, everybody thought he would be released, you know, as soon as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We seen games happen, and then the coach get fired before niggas even get on the flight home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, a couple days went past, and now they're officially releasing him. He did drop some text messages this morning. Text messages of him and allegedly Bruce Arians, and is proof that Bruce Arians did know of said ankle injury. At least if these messages are accurate, by the way. He didn't know of said ankle injury, fully aware like the severity of it, and was more accepting of the situation pre-game time than it was during the game. Both of these guys have extensive histories as far as like Antonio Brown's been like a character these last few years. Bruce Arians, he's no saint himself because early on he was getting in like quite the trouble. You know what I mean? What the hell do we make of all of this?
I have no idea, man. But it's like a perfect instance. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to wait before you judge and get all the information because you never know. You know what I'm saying? I know we jumped out the window. Well, some people jumped out the window and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga, he be crazy. He got CT and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then, like, depending on the truth, like, not saying I would act like that. Maybe he has some merit. You know what I'm saying? But I still wouldn't have did all the extra shit or whatever. But, like, if a nigga trying to force you to play while you injured and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, dog, I'm clearly injured, bro. Like, you know I'm injured. Why are you trying to force me into the game and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go, bro. Like, what the fuck you want me to do?
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, he's like Bruce Arians. Ain't no saint and shit like that. So, like, but you know how that shit goes. It was always go to the play. He's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't really say too much about these coaches and all that shit and owners and all that shit. They can't always get a free pass and shit.
Yeah. Oh, and in the instance of like, if the player has had like a run, like how Antonio Brown's having, then it's definitely going to fall towards the player more than the coach. But I do feel like Bruce Arians is going to get in trouble. Not fire in trouble, but he probably is going to face some type of slap on the wrist or something like
that. Yeah, fine or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, fine. Ooh, maybe a suspension in the off season when it doesn't matter, you know.
Right, missed the first game of the season or some shit like that, some small shit.
for first two preseason games or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I initially thought like the situation, I was like, yeah, he got clearly something mental. I believe we all did, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then as soon as, you know, more details coming out, it's like, I mean, I still believe it's something mental anyway, but
yeah.
Like, you reacting like that, yeah, it's a little over the edge. I guess you can't tell somebody how to react to something, but
yeah, that's what game board up. But I still wouldn't do all that crazy shit. I can tell them that too, but that shit is a little bit too much. Yeah. But like in the heat of the moment, probably other things were probably said in the argument, you know what I'm saying, name calling, shit like that. You never know and shit.
Yeah, but you still have to keep it professional.
Yeah.
Like somewhere in the contract, I'm quite sure there's something about conduct and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I about to say, I don't know how much more he wants to play, but I'll be trying to think about shit like that in the heat of the moment and shit like, you know what I'm saying? Even though he probably was on his last leg with the NFL, Tom Brady kind of got him and kept him in that job and shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have been at least trying to, like, be just enough, if I still wanted to play somewhere else, be, you know what I'm saying, be professional enough that I can maybe try to go somewhere else.
Right, right. So let me ask you this question, right? Now, you see how long it took? Because the game was Sunday, and it's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that him coming out, because he issued the statement yesterday, the lengthy statement yesterday, and saying that he needed ankle surgery. So do you think that now that they knew for sure he wouldn't play again this season, that's why they went ahead and released him?
Could be, yeah. They probably definitely didn't want him to come back and bite him in the ass and shit. And maybe sign with somebody like a Green Bay or some shit like that, you know. So just to be spiteful and shit. But that's probably definitely why they ended up releasing his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that is wild if that's the situation. And man, a piece of me, you know, just to keep the drama going, I really just would like him to pull like a double heel turn, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you mean to still be able to play somehow this season or some shit? Or what?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Just like now that he got cut, change your mind about the surgery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be sweet if possible and shit. That would be fucking sweet. Man. But that's the type of shit we need in the fucking NFL. Motherfucking have him be able to go to Green Bay and them niggas play each other somehow. Like, I would say I would want the NFC Championship game, but I'd take any playoff game. You know what I'm saying? That should be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. And just like, man, I'm going to just go ahead and get the shots into the offseason. I'm going to tough it out.
Right.
Know, dope up or something like that. Had it on heavily wrapped and this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wish his young one so close to the end of the season so he could have an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to get some treatment and see if he can go and then sign with somebody.
Facts. But definitely an interesting situation. He made one of the top wide receivers for the all-decade team. So, definitely super talented.
Yeah, nigga ain't no chump, man. Nigga like that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they say about him, you know what I'm saying? Being force-fed the ball and all that. Hey, the nigga produced, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got force-fed that much. That nigga be open.
Facts. You think he's done?
I don't know what to believe now. You know what I'm saying? With this, y'all might have saved him a little bit. And yeah. I don't know if the rumors are true. I heard rumors saying, probably came from his camp saying several teams were still interested in him and all that, but we shall see.
Green Bay. What they say, Dallas?
Oh, wow.
Green Bay, Dallas, and somebody else.
They did lose Michael Gallup. But it seemed like Dallas kind of been chilling on sound and the knuckleheads and stuff.
Right.
How they used to back in the day.
Mm-hmm. But I would take one for a playoff run.
That might be a good fit if he can.
Yeah, 1 year deal. Yeah. Whatever that shit called. 3 week, 10 day contract or something. The NBA blend.
Yeah.
So I guess since we're talking about, is there everything else you want to touch on that situation?
Not that situation. I did have another football topic I wanted to add.
Okay, go ahead.
What you think about this whole Aaron Rodgers situation with the whole person from the AP press coming out saying he didn't vote for Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is a quote-unquote bad guy, a jerk and all that?
Honestly, bro, this is I wish I could do like good impersonations of some people because this would be – I would transform into DeMarcus Cousins right quick. And you remember that little post-game rant?
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is absolutely ridiculous, bro. people letting their personal feelings and matters get in the way of what is even by my standards, and we hold people to high standards, especially quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what's shaping up to be a historic 2 to 3 year run from this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This guy didn't have an off season, didn't play in preseason, got trounced in week one, and we all thought, though, at least I know I was part of the crew that thought the world was falling in on him and everything.
Uh-huh.
And since then has put up a prolific season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like up until a couple of weeks ago, like neck and neck, it was really just like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I felt like Tom Brady was slightly ahead, but due to these last like couple of weeks, he's been kind of like dialed back a little bit, while Aaron Rodgers still been really gunslinging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, I know this is a tad off topic, but I feel like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is heading towards the MVP. I feel like Joe Burrow is second, though.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's not like that, had a crazy season on the low, too. But, people not voting for you due to other reasons other than, like, football is ridiculous, bro. And it's just a testament to, like, this goes on in everyday life as well.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the quote that you said, that's a lot of people's reasoning to not support people that they know damn well they should support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm totally against that. Once you go into something that has something to do with like not being on the field, you should automatically be stripped of that vote. Like whoever that is, once that statement got out to the public, they shouldn't even have a vote no more.
Right. Yeah.
What you feel?
Yeah, like you said, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, and like you said, like how people, that's like a lot of people base their merch and stuff on, like that shouldn't got nothing to do with nothing. And the whole time, like you might not even be right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people be jumping to conclusions. Bad guys is bad. Is this like? Oh, that should just be like super fucking corny. And that's why the NBA, another thing the NBA does well over the NFL, amongst a few other things, is like this Hall of Fame shit. Like, I think that's why Jimmy Johnson took forever to get into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Right.
One of the greatest coaches, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just now got to the Hall of Fame. And I think Jerry probably has something to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Because all of their falling out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
there's no other way. You let a coach who went to the Super Bowl four times and lost two times to you, get in before you. Come on, man. Like, the fuck? Like, this dude, Jimmy Johnson, like, kind of, like, set the foundation of trades today. Like, when he pulled off that heist for fucking Herschel Walker and shit. Like, that's fucking crazy. And not let alone, you know what I'm saying, playing, coaching for the Cowboys, one of the most fucking recognized teams, brands, and all of the whole world, and building a dynasty and shit. Like, come on. Like, that should be, like, super corny and shit. That shit, like you said, definitely should be stripped of their powers. Shouldn't be able to be voting for shit like that. That's fucking corny as hell, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Super, super duper corny. So do you feel like he is the MVP, though?
It was mainly a two-man race. You know, you had your Kyler Murray's and maybe your Matt Stafford's for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people throwing like Jonathan Taylor and shit like that. And I wouldn't be mad at like the Joe Burrows and people like that. But like, you know how that shit is. You know what I'm saying? There's always a quarterback jump, so that eliminates a few people there. And then popularity contest at the end of the day and shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Joe Burrow and I'm going to get up to that level of fame. You know what I'm saying? If he keep doing shit like that, throwing for fucking 500, 600 yards, you know what I'm saying? All these touchdowns, he'll get there in no time and shit. But yeah, I definitely think Aaron Rodgers should get it, though. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, you named a lot of stuff, and one thing I wanted to tackle onto what you added was, I know everybody's been dealing with it, but he's been dealing with it a lot, too, like the injuries on his side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many offensive linemen getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? I think he went into a game without having his top three wide receivers. And I think the tight end got hurt, so it's basically his top four pass options hurt and still being able to win games and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that beat the undefeated Cardinals that game, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like 9-0 or something like that. Yeah, that was the game, because we was watching that in the pod. That was the game where it kind of made me aware. Like, you guys had to keep an eye on them from that point on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, hold on, this nigga. Yeah, this nigga a different kind of good. Like, he
right.
This nigga's pulling niggas off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good shit, man. Definitely my vote for MVP. And I'm not going to make it on if he's a bad guy or not.
That's utterly ridiculous. So speaking of Joe Burrow, since we're on the topic of football, I just did want to give like a shout out to my man, along with Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert. I'm gonna do Burrow and Hurts though, because they officially made the playoffs. Herbert got a win, even though I don't think it's gonna be his fault that they don't win anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's special too, man. It just felt good, you know, watching guys, you seeing these guys like in college as kids and then grow into like dominant college players and then come to the league where it's like, well, let's take Jalen Hurts. Like, his own coach don't even believe in him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's not throwing the ball like he's Drew Brees or Brett Favre or somebody like that. I get it. But at the same time, like, you don't need that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was going to get into, bro.
Yeah, like it's different ways to win a game. We've seen that so many times now. You know what I'm saying?
And when teams start embracing that shit and stop trying to be copycat, I think the league can be better. A better product and shit. Just win the way you can. You don't have all the things that other teams have. So you can't go out there and throw 50 times like a Patrick Mahomes or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like, if you got a good running back, go with the running back.
Like how we were saying with the Saints that won that game. They fourth string quarterback off the street and they got this nigga throwing the ball 40 times.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got the running back and run, bro. But yeah, like just embracing like his strengths.
Right. You know what I'm saying? This is the guy you drafted. You drafted him for a reason. Play to his strength. Make a playbook or play calling around his strengths. Like, don't make that nigga to be something that he's not. You know what I'm saying? Then wonder why the nigga failed and shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, as much as they've been like trying to, I hate to say sabotage, but sometimes you got it. Just really is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think that's the appropriate word. Is like, you know what I'm saying? When the niggas having a good game last year, you take them out the game and shit.
Yeah, with the playoffs on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like completely
unheard of.
Yeah, like win and get in, and then you just kind of like cave. And took niggas out though. Like if that wasn't the under table deal of that, I don't know, man. I really do be believing in the mob and stuff like that. So that clearly was a case of it. You know what I'm saying? But again, this season they 9-7. Already punched their ticket to the playoffs, so they'll be playing wild card weekend to be determined against who. They play tomorrow night, actually. Saturday night. I keep thinking today Friday because we normally do this on Friday and shit. At least the last few times. But yeah, they play Saturday night against the Cowboys. Kind of threw that out last weekend. I didn't think it was going to happen, but it ended up happening. I think y'all play Saturday night too, right?
Yeah.
I mean Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, yeah. Got the Broncos.
Okay. Y'all playing for anything? Number one seed or something like that? Or
I think it, like I'm telling you, I think it's still maybe technically in play, but Tennessee has and they have to play Houston. So it's like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a division game, but my hopes ain't high. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And the King is back this weekend also. So,
God.
So, you know, he's been gone for about 9-10 weeks, but yesterday Derrick Henry was officially activated off injured reserve, practiced fully, and is expected to be but just in time for the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get back to the shout out thing, but how impressive was it that they maintained the number one seed since he's been gone?
It's quite impressive, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's been like low key. Like I know you've been keeping tabs on them, but I ain't gonna figure. I kind of wrote them off. They was doing all right, and then he got hurt, and then you know, I'm not sold on Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-mm.
Julio seemed like he wasn't really doing too well there. Mm-mm. I haven't really heard too much from him this year, but hey, here they are. Yeah, that's impressive.
It is. The defense been playing like. Yeah, enough to win the games, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's another way you can win, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to have the rock star quarterback, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And their backup running backs are special. I'm just really thinking the offensive line is special. That's what I'm starting to think too, you know what I'm saying?
True.
But yeah, then I gotta give a shout out to my man Burrow. Always gonna have a special place in my heart, man. You know, LSU connection.
Oh boy.
Relax. You know, anybody that knows me knows that I'm an LSU fan, at least when it comes to college football, that is. And it's hard to, when you see Joe Burrow play, like in the NFL, or you watch them play like that last year at LSU, it's just hard to believe, like, that got beat out at Ohio State by Dwayne Haskins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit, like, he probably didn't get a fair shot, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It was Urban Meyer, I think, was still the coach, and we all know that he turned out to be a knucklehead.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm not sure what, you know what I'm saying, they came from different programs, and, you know, Haskins came from a more tight program, maybe he was ranked higher coming into the job. You know how that should be.
Right, right. 4-star, 5-star recruits and all that. But definitely want to give a shout out to my man, because not too many people was high on him either.
Mm-hmm. Shit happens for a reason, man.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I was worried getting picked by the Bengals. I was worried.
Yeah.
But if anybody could turn them niggas around, it'd be him. You know what I mean?
Joe Beasy.
Joe Beasy. Joey B, man. You know what I'm saying? Clinch the playoff spot. I like the way they set up too, man, because they got a good running back. You know what I'm saying?
And Mixon.
Offensive line probably got tweaked a little bit in the offseason.
That's the only thing I was worried about, the offensive line, and probably just add some more playmakers on the defense.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
The defensive line look decent, look nice. Maybe gets like some nice linebacker, some corner safeties and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be a force to be reckoned with. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh might fall out of grace. You know what I'm saying? Big Ben. You know what I'm saying? Retiring.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no telling what Cleveland gonna do with Baker.
Yeah, so it could be a 2-man race in the near future for that NFC North.
Mm-hmm. If you look at all the teams that got like playoff spots in the AFC, outside of Tannehill, maybe the number one seed, all the other six is like all young niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You kinda got your Patty Mahomes, you got Joe Burrow, potentially Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, you know what I'm saying? I guess if Oakland make it, Derek
Baltimore.
I think they in the hunt, right? Or they got the
last. Yeah, it's in the hunt. Yeah, it's in the hunt.
Who?
Well, I think what's nice in the hunt? He not old. I mean, he not young. Colts. Are they still in the hunt, or they eliminated?
I think they got a chance. But Carson Wentz is kind of young. Right? He only been in the league what, 5 years?
Okay.
2017, I think. 16. 6 years, that'd be too much, you know. But it also depends, though, if he stayed in college all 4 years. I think Carson Wentz like 25 or some shit like that. 27 too old. But yeah, I mean, nobody Tannehill, you know, 30s and shit like that. So yeah, AFC looks to be in good hands for years to come, man. And then you still got Deshaun Watson.
Carson Wentz 29.
Is he?
Yeah, wow. That's what Google say.
Okay. He must have stayed in college all these years, man.
92.
Yeah, because if you come out of, yeah, okay, 22. When did he get drafted? That had him in like 2016-ish, man. Yeah, I think it was 2016-ish. Because they won a Super Bowl in 2017. Or was it? I don't know. All right. Well, if they make the playoffs, then that'd be a little bit of veteran presence. But they still got to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, like 25.
Yeah, that's young.
Mm-hmm. I like it, man. The young, Patriots. Young resurgence. Oh, your boy.
The Patriots, Mac 10? Yeah, Mac 10.
He like 16?
16. My man had Bill Belichick chuckling on the sideline the other day, man. Look at my man. We ain't got a little soul now. That's all right, man.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, nah, that's
sweet, though. That's like, you know, I love the resurgence of the young energy, man.
Yeah, the NFC is, that's where the ageless wonders at and all that.
Brady's the Rod, Rodgers.
Dak is young. Who else is in the playoffs in the NFC?
Kevin Keller, you're young.
Oh yeah, young.
Dak 28. Kind of getting up there.
Yeah, but that's he only been in the league like what, 4 or 5 years? I know he stayed all his years in college though, at least 3, right?
Yeah.
Oh geez.
Well, I think in football you gotta stay like at least 3, right?
Well, the 2 at least.
Oh, 2, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got like
But you gotta
be 3 years removed from high school, so you got the red shirt and all that shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you go to college for 2, then that will be the 3rd year once you get drafted. I don't know. I don't know.
Who else?
I have no idea how the playoff picture looks in the NFC outside of like the division winners and shit. Oh, Matt Stafford, because they won the West, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice little mixture.
Yeah, all right, Stafford. From the hills of Detroit to the playoffs, man, it's all right.
You better do it. You better do it, man.
Yeah, think they can make some noise.
They could, man. But it's gonna be on him, man. That defense be humming.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't. He got to take care of the ball and put some points up, man. At the very least, take care of the ball.
Yeah. The playoffs, he got to put a little points up in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, well, they don't have that type of. They might not have that type of defense, but like you gonna have to put up some. But you ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be all on you.
Right.
Got that defense, like I seen him having like terrible games, and that defense keep holding out the hold. But you know what I'm saying? He just can't keep turning that shit over, giving pick sixes and all that shit.
Oh yeah, definitely got cut out the pick sixes.
Yeah, that nigga was
wilding. But yeah, definitely look forward to the playoffs starting though, basically a week from Saturday.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. NFL season go by so fast.
It do, man. You wait. It sounds like you wait forever for the shit to come, and it goes by like that. And it's gonna be even faster if your team just not having a good year.
Yeah, facts. I guess we'll see what the off season holds, but still, you still riding high with the Chiefs, man. Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely still riding high with them. I'm worried now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy,
with a tough road. You never know who we might get. We might have to play Wild Card Weekend. You know what I'm saying? You know, with the whole only the top seed get the bye. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was so pressed to get that number one seed for rest. You know, with all the shit going around, the COVID and all these injuries and shit, man. Well, rest would have been nice. And then, like you said, man, you got all these heavy hitters in the fucking West, bro. I don't want to see none of these niggas. Like, imagine if you're in the Wild Card, you got to match up with the Colts or some shit. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, been playing phenomenal football as of late.
Yeah, like it's not our strong suit. You got running to a fucking Jonathan Taylor and shit.
Mm-hmm. Or oh, Derrick Henry, who should be well rested.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, gotta get back in the game shape.
Like who? Like it's like it's not like oh, it's I can't think it's like oh yeah, I want to play them. Maybe outside of the Patriots, you know, so that's probably the only team. Like yeah, let's get them. You know what I'm saying? That's not even a fucking walk in the park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I ain't trying to see what they just see what the fuck Cincinnati just did to us. I don't want to see their ass. Don't want to see Derrick Henry or Jonathan Taylor. Like I said, who the fuck would you want to see?
Right. You can see the Chargers.
I'll take them too. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like I said, it's not a walk in the park. But like as opposed to the other shit. My God. But you know what I'm saying? Herbert and that receiving core is fucking nice though.
Mm-hmm.
And Eckler, no. Shout out to Eckler.
Mm-hmm. Good old Eckler. But yeah. Definitely look forward to the playoffs. Did you catch the return last night? Kyrie?
Caught a little bits and parts of it. Shout out to him for coming back and balling.
Yeah, my man looks out like old, man. Uncle Drew for real.
What, like his face and all that, the hair and all that shit?
Had some gray hairs. Face did look a little bit older. You know what I'm saying? Nah, movement wise, like I watched like the first quarter, but movement wise, he did start off kind of stiff, but that's probably because he ain't played in that NBA game in a long time. And once he got going, he was like, he probably just gotta get back, catch his wind all the way. He'd be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of Undisputed this morning. It seemed like niggas ain't talking all crazy now and shit. Man came out there balling and shit.
Oh yeah, ain't out of it. Like, you know, like he, like Skip, Stephen A. Smith, it's crazy how similar they are and shit. And Shannon was like giving them a hard time too. But it's like the very thing that they be saying, like, it's a what have you done for me lately and this and that. They acting the same way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now he back playing good, and Brooklyn need him too, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now everything all good. Y'all good with somebody playing part time and all that. And y'all was bashing that shit like a month ago.
Yeah. You be corny as hell, huh?
Man, them shows to me just be pure entertainment. As long as I can laugh a few times, it's all good to me.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I never really watched this shit as much, but like now that the nigga been out of work, I've been watching shit more and more and shit.
Mm-hmm. So then it comes down to the Tristan Thompson situation, and yeah. When you say mental health, this has to classify into it somehow. But, you know, he's had another baby. And I guess he was disputing it because I don't know why this process took so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely was.
Yeah, was denying the baby. Is the chick a, what is she, an IG model or something like that?
It was his fitness coach or some shit.
Right, so that's red flag number one. And maybe it's because of like I seen it with my own eyes, like from a different experience. Like the personal training thing is starting to get kind of corny to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, why you say that?
Because it's like a lot of people. I got 4 bros. That's all personal trainers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that they make their living. And it's good money, too. So I'm not, like, knocking, like, being a personal trainer. But it's like the average person is, like, if it's a guy that's a personal trainer, they only train, like, girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a girl, then they're dealing with, like, a bunch of guys. And this tends to be the stuff that normally happens. Along with the fact that, like, take the Tristan Thompson situation. Obviously, he's an NBA player, but clearly this is the stuff that be happening. Like, a nigga in a relationship getting his trainer pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm like, this shit, like, it's starting to get kind of corny with that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He corny, period, because then he's like, did you see the apology?
No, I didn't.
like, bro, like, so cool. I'm like, wow, I don't know what to say. Like, hey, you really deserve better than this, Chloe. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just typical niggas, man. Hey, that shit crazy as fuck, bro. Like, I don't know. It's something I just could never understand this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about it. Yeah, like you said, just be single.
Be single. Like, you can have all the big, look at the cannon.
Yeah. Like, but I say, it's a way to do it and shit. You know what I'm saying? With multiple motherfuckers and shit. Like you said, look at the cannon and shit. But, like, guess I don't know. Niggas don't have the game. Niggas don't know how to move, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you get this corny shit, man.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a secret. Because, you know, people be having these secret thrills and shit.
True.
Maybe it's like a secret thrill to like cheat on this girl or some shit like that.
True. Could be a kink, some shit.
I'm just throwing stuff out there, man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I I mean, but that's what you got to do when you just, like, sometimes you just don't really understand why niggas do certain shit. You do it for grasp of understanding and shit. why, bro? Like, some niggas, like, I have some females just like the drama and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you just be like, why? Like, what the fuck? Like, doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know, man.
Bitches gotta have like a whole somewhat decent nigga, but they still stay with the abusive drug dealing ass thug niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then the niggas who work got a good little job, they corny and all of that shit. They want the scammers and all that shit.
Yeah, like openly, like on social media saying stuff like that.
Yeah, he boring. You know what I'm saying?
Like, my dude treats me too good.
Right. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, the fuck?
Like, this is what niggas is up against. You know what I'm saying? Like, wild times. It's just wild times. It's just
wild,
like,
times, bro.
Like, 1,000 years from now, when niggas is looking back on this time, like how scientists and stuff be looking back at, like, all the other years and stuff, I just wish you could document, like, personalities and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that'd be something that will amaze people, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, oh no, man. But I know also in the NBA, you been keeping up with your Hawks, man?
Barely, man. It's just so bad, man. Like, these niggas, man, you know what I'm saying? Might be former my Hawks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Might be going out west or some shit, man.
Yeah, just in time for the return of Clay.
Yes, sir. The return of Clay, the return of Wiseman, and the return of Eli. Because I, you know, I was fucking with him on that magical run, man.
Jump ship, man. My man trying to get back, bro. That's crazy. That is crazy.
But nah, yeah, I've been barely keeping up with the shit. Like, I don't know what it is about NBA regular season. Like, the shit just don't be fun or enjoyable to watch too much. Like, how I think I always said it before. Like, when you do get a good matchup on TV, the niggas is like, well, before this, they, you know what I'm saying, niggas is low managing and all that shit. Now you got the low managing, now you got the COVID, and you got regular injuries and shit like that. And I don't know, the shit. A lot of shit don't be living up to the hype and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I could dig it. It also doesn't help when your team ain't good.
Right.
Yeah. I've been catching, like, games here and there. I watch a lot of basketball, but as far as Celtics games go, like, I kind of dial back on just watching every go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lost last night, and it really just be the same old with us. Like, you know, like, bad fundamentals and, like, low IQ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we lost to the Spurs by 2. And I ain't about to even get long-winded about the situation because I really don't even like talking about the shit for real. But it was a back-and-forth game, essentially, which a red flag. But we was down 2, right, with like 4 seconds to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spurs had the ball. And you know what niggas try to do. They try to crowd the inbounder, get the steal, and if not, you foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the inbound the ball, Jaylen Brown gets the steal, like, off the inbound, right? Drive to the basket. All you need is a layup to tie. Drive to the basket, miss the layup. Game over. That, like, that, he do like, the impossible, like, recovering the onside kick and shit, and miss the field goal or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, It be something like crazy, like every night, bro. And, you know, I really be tired, like, watching these niggas lose, like, all these different ways.
Yeah, I definitely feel you with that shit.
Man, so, man, like I said, I'm going to give it the rest of this season. If niggas don't put together some type of championship, you ain't got to be a championship team, but a championship contending team. Cause I'm sitting here looking at like Chicago, and I once Chicago right before the season started, I kind of figured they was gonna be nice because they got too many, ball players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't see it. I was like, oh, I ended up being a contender like this. I wanted to see how it play out. I'm like, niggas hooping. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it's just like. Too many, it's too much talent, and them niggas got like the IQ, and they not selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of unselfish ass niggas. And, but the point I was making was like, you know, when you look at the Bulls team, like the Bulls top eight players, like you take Alonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Vucevic, and I forgot other cuz name. And then you got like a couple, like all them niggas came from trades.
Yeah.
Like it's like, that's what I be looking at. I be looking at other teams like, yo, it's no excuse.
Yeah.
Like these niggas wasn't even making the playoffs. Now they done traded their way to being, what they got, the second best record in the East?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe third or something like that. Like right behind Brooklyn or behind Brooklyn and Milwaukee. I know they don't be flip flopping a lot of shit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like they could do it, but nobody else could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just takes a fucking forward thinking person in their front office or shit. I don't know. Some niggas be thinking like dumb as shit, like just to backtrack to NFL for 1 second. Like, be thinking like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. You know what I'm saying? He don't need nothing else. But like, give him something else so he can get over the top and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It may not. Well, it's gonna help him. But like, think of Devontae Adams. He's your only fucking wide receiver. Well, let's put somebody on the side of him so he ain't gotta get all double teams and shit all day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. Like you said, like just forward thinking, just to get over the top. Like, you know, like you said, some motherfuckers gonna be too concerned with winning and shit. That'd probably be the main thing and shit. Like, some niggas just concerned with making money and shit.
Yeah, as long as you can fill out these seats. And that's
jersey,
all that.
Jersey merch and all that shit.
Yeah. You got you a little, hopefully your team got like at least one all-star, preferably two, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that way you could drive the merch more and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm like, bro, this shit don't be, I ain't saying these niggas gonna win a championship, but that shit ain't hard, it's hopeful, bro. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As you, if you're a long-term fan and shit, like, bro, that shit, like, something look forward to. And, like niggas kind of young, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Miles out of a few people, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? That's a core, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and a hell of a core at that. Like, oh, no, man. Like we say all the time, it really don't be seeming like rocket science. You know?
Yeah, it don't be seeming like rocket science, bro. Don't.
So, I don't know. But aside from that, anything else from the basketball you want to touch on before we get to the dramas of the battle rap culture?
I think that's about it I got for basketball. Okay.
So, you ready for this super fight card?
Always ready for good battle rap, man. Always ready for good battle rap.
Yeah. So this Saturday we have a URL's super fight card, and we're gonna see Swayze Seva versus Anderson Burris.
Okay.
And then we're gonna see Drugs versus Lou Castro.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. I was just thinking about, like, pause. I was just thinking about my boy Drugs, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, he ain't been on URL in a little while.
Okay. He'll be here this Saturday. And I seen him, I forgot who he was calling out somebody yesterday on Twitter, too. I was scrolling through so fast, though.
Go look that up.
Yeah.
Because he been trying to quiet. I ain't, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if he ain't been battling, you know what I'm saying? He's so friends with like all the niggas from the area and some of them New York niggas and shit. I ain't seen like no interviews, yeah, in the background, nothing. You know, I ain't seen him at battles and shit.
Yeah, I think he might have been like Old Red or somebody, Big T or something. One of them type niggas and shit.
Okay.
But yeah, Drugs versus Lou, Lemon Pepper Lou.
Yeah, that should be big. They kind of like close friends or whatever, cool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lou is kind of hot, you know what I'm saying, right now. So hopefully Drugs can do his thing. That'll be a good showing, you know what I'm saying, against somebody on Lulu status right now.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Chilla Jones versus Sirius Jones.
I hate both of them clowns, man.
You don't like Chilla, man?
I mean, I didn't have a problem with Chilla, but like I told you before, like probably off air, it's like he won that champion the year and that shit went to his head and he started acting like the legends and shit.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like trying to like down talk people and.
That's facts. Corny.
Basically. Yeah. Handpicking a battle, bad battle and less and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing against his ability and shit like that, but yeah.
Yeah, if he shows up, we know it's going to be a good time. Same thing with Sirius. I'm just looking to hear like some entertainment. Even if I even listen to the whole, I haven't listened to a whole URL card since like that huge card that we remember. What was that?
The Drake card?
Yeah, the Drake card. I was like, that. I don't, it's going to be a while before I can sit through one of these all the way. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I got you. I'll be here though, man. I'm going to listen to that whole motherfucking jump.
Yeah. I might can peek. Hopefully this the order so I can peek in on Drugs and Lou Castro and then Chilla Jones. Well, actually, it's only 5 battles.
I about to say, you let me know what battles you want. Watch and I can help you out. You know what I'm saying? I'll text you when the shit about to start.
Oh yeah. I about to say because outside of this Wave 7, Anderson Burris don't. I wouldn't mind watching these other 4 Jones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Drugs and Lou Castro, Chilla Jones and Sirius Jones. It's JC versus Sharone.
You want to see JC versus Sharone?
Man, I just want to see JC, man.
Oh, shit. Is this a fake video?
I got to, you know what I'm saying, my man? I look like we on a little collision course or something. My man about to get Lux or Surf or something, man. I got to see, like, everything building up to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
And then the main event. Oh, I'm guessing it's the main event.
Gotta be
Tay Rock and Danny Myers.
Yeah,
I don't know. I might don't gotta see this one. What you think?
Yeah, I like you said, I want to see all of them except for the
Sway
7. I'm not really a Sway 7 fan, and I don't know too much about Anderson Burris.
So. I never even heard of him before.
I heard of him before. I think he's more so one of them like. RBE or King of the Dot niggas or some shit like that. I think he a white rapper or some shit like that.
Well, I guess that much by the last name, but okay. Yeah.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, I'll take it though. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might win me over some shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might be alright or some shit. I'm here for it. Free entertainment. It's gonna be on Caffeine, so I'm here for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up right there. And then I was trying to wrap my mind around like this whole Midnight Madness thing. So apparently this is going to be the event where people are going to be sponsoring every battle. And
oh, that's what they had talked about, right? Like certain celebrities and some shit.
Right. And okay. I don't think this is going to be URL-ish though. I think this is going to be like just a one-off event or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think this has been put together for the most part by Soup Sir.
Okay.
So each battle is going to be taking donations from the fans, and they're going to be sponsored by, I guess, celebrities or battle rappers or athletes or whatever. And this will not be like the regular format that we've come accustomed to. In order to get paid, you must win your battle.
Ooh.
If you do not win, you do not get paid. It's still in the talking stages. There was battles thrown out there, but then a lot of the battles was quickly like people was pulling out of them. Like Yoshi was supposed to battle some chick, Prestevia or something like that.
I gotta check her out. I think she's probably like gun titles now or some shit. Like people be slicing her.
Right.
Check her out.
And then Yoshi backed out of the battle. Apparently the rumor is Averb versus Sue Surf. Okay. That's not official, but that's what the rumor is, which is leading to like a lot of the back and forth we've been seeing between them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually surprised they haven't battled already. Yeah. Man, as though they've been around a super long time. The both of them. Has A-Word battled Shotgun Shug before? I don't think so. I remember he battled Arsenal. I remember that one. Yeah, so even New Jersey people, we might not have battled them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think about that though? A-Verb versus Sir? I don't like it.
I don't either. I mean, if A-Verb was better right now, like you said, like some of these old people be falling off and shit. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I probably watch it though, but I ain't really checking for it and shit.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see how that plans out. But how do you feel?
I like the idea of the card, though.
Yeah, they're going to have, like, judges. I don't think the judges are going to be, like, battle rappers. I think they're going to, like, bring in, like, real judges or something. Like, I don't know what that means, but...
Hopefully it's somebody who knows about the culture and shit like that.
Right,
that's
right.
That's always a problem and shit. And none of that picky shit, like, to do it. Nigga Minnesota Burns and shit, that nigga was, like... But it's like how we talked about earlier, being picky over like little dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're in his face, you're talking and shit. Like, nigga, it's battle rap. Nigga, the fuck are you talking about?
Right. Well, people with ties of people. Like, that whole, like, Gaddis, she kind of, like, turned me off from, like, the judges and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely look forward to gaining more details, I guess, as we do these podcasts over the next few weeks. We'll gain more details about it, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Other than that, did we cover everything?
You got anything you want to talk about as far as the drama aspect of the battle rap?
Yeah, we could, because I'll let you get into it. I know you was telling me about the whole Nunu Nails thing. Boo, you gotta slow down, boo. You gotta let me get to you first.
Yeah. I don't know too much about it, but like I overheard, you know what I'm saying, a conversation, like one of the Twitter spaces between Sue Surf and Calico.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like they was having a conversation, allegedly it's a rumor that Nunu Nails just had a threesome with somebody. I don't know the other parties involved, but Calico was like kind of egging it on after the conversation was already done, but he still was egging it on, you know, Surf and Nunu cool or whatever. So Surf, you know, came to her defense and shit like that, and that led to a heated argument between Calico and Surf and shit. But yeah, it's been like a lot of little bullshit drama shit circulating and shit. Just like, I don't know, this shit like might become like a soap opera or fucking reality TV show or some shit.
Fact. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what we heading towards, some type of reality TV show. Is Nunu Nails pussy gonna be the demise of battle rap?
It's looking like that, man.
Girl, let me get some first, girl. Everybody get it. Damn.
Man. Might just got. Well, it'd be a battle rapper or something, man. It'd be a part owner or something.
Yeah, that's seeming like who the top battle rappers and the part owners. What if the threesome was Smack and Beasley, man?
That's crazy. That'd be fucking crazy.
Definitely be crazy. Yeah, you know, one thing I can say about, like, as much as, like, the drama be spewing out of URL, Smack really don't be involved in nothing, do we?
I heard like one of two Jones and shit. I think he hit one of the Jones I like and shit.
For real?
The chick RX and shit.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
She be. I'll show you. She be at like most of them Jones and shit, especially like on the West Coast. And she a battle rapper too and shit. She drive like cold. She cute as shit. She probably one of the baddest little battle rap chicks, especially far as face.
Okay.
She's like a little, probably a smaller petite jump, but yeah, she drive torch.
Yeah, that's the guy. Peep her. All right. How long ago was that though? Was it recent or?
It was maybe like
a year ago when we heard about the rumors and shit.
Okay. Yeah, that's wild. He normally be like clean cut, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's Mac, right?
I don't know. I ain't heard of him.
Hey, you don't even know nothing about the nigga or nothing. Is it?
Yeah, that's how you supposed to move, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you got corny ass niggas who be just be knowing this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas that be.
And then they put it out and shit.
Supposed to be real friends with the nigga and shit.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro. But niggas, anything for a bar or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That little crowd reaction. You gotta do what you gotta do to win, man.
Yeah.
Especially this Midnight Madness shit with the money on the line. I'm looking for all types of haymakers and low blows and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get paid if you don't win.
Yeah, I like that. That's a nice little incentive and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, Nunu, hold off. It might be hard. You know what I'm saying? But come on now. Let me gain some notoriety a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Jeez, little thickums, but yeah, definitely look forward to the super fight card this Saturday. I'm guessing it's starting at 6. It ain't have a time on here. Wait, is this even gonna be on caffeine?
Yeah, it's gonna be on caffeine.
I'm about to say, okay, you know, I'd be having to
check.
Yeah, check that. Like the other time, we like, hold on, this don't work. Ain't working or something? What's going on? Oh yeah, I know we forgot to talk about the other breaking news that came in yesterday about basically. Oh, okay, that's you with the messages. All right, let me take that out right quick. So basically, the lead suspect wanted in the murder of Young Dolph, Justin Johnson. They say he's considered armed and dangerous, and he is wanted by police as being the primary suspect as one of the shooters in the murder of Young Dolph. So, two things. A lot of people on Twitter, you know, Twitter detectives, a lot of people think he's already dead. And two, other people was like posting the picture of like Young Dolph. You know how it'd be Young Dolph and like his crew or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the picture as somebody who was allegedly kind of close to him.
Yeah, I wanted to say that's why I wanted to watch the Academics video and watch other videos too. Cause like when I seen the face of like the little picture they put out, he looked familiar. Like, is the person, you know, I like Twitter to that detectives do their thing. Because they was, like, saying it was somebody who was, like, close to Dolph or, you know what I'm saying, been around. And I think he had one of them PRE chains or some shit like that.
That's crazy. That's normally how it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just too perfect, like, how do you know, like, little minor details? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like a nigga's like a nigga not at the mall or nothing. A nigga's at the cookie shop,
right?
You know what I mean. Granted, he got a one of a kind car, so if you get a wind of him, you could keep an eye on him. But to keep an eye on a nigga and still be like set up enough to go kill a nigga right quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I don't know. But looks like they're heading towards finding some justice for Young Dolph. Definitely was taken way too soon. And this is starting to be a reoccurring thing too, right? The killer being in the picture with the
Yeah, man. That's tough.
That's scary. Like, every time you take a picture, just knowing, like, you know, one of these guys in this picture could kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Fucked up.
Yeah. But guess we can get into these what the F facts. And then
excuse me.
You know, that'll wrap up the Head for the Hills podcast. So I'll go first because mine's is kinda It's kind of slight, but it's kind of not slight. It's kind of scary if you kind of like, you know, can be scared or whatever. So, mine is basically, now we all know about Freddy Krueger, right?
Uh-huh.
He's a character that's portrayed in movies as a person who, you know, you fall asleep and he haunts you and kills people in their sleep or whatever. The popular series Nightmare on Elm Street, originally written by the iconic Wes Craven. But did you know that this series is based on a true story?
No.
Okay. So Wes Craven had an interview before where he was asked what the inspiration for Freddy Krueger was. And he said that he read an article in the LA Times, and then he seen the same little situation on the news or whatever, where he was saying like a boy was having disturbing nightmares and refused to sleep for days because he was too scared. He said after so many days, he collapsed and succumbed to exhaustion and decided to finally go to sleep. He was monitored while asleep, and during the sleep, he started screaming for help. People thought he was having nightmares, and then he died seconds later. Now, obviously, you're not in this guy's dream or mind or anything like that, so you can't confirm a Freddy Krueger, but, you know, close enough to me, man. You know what I'm saying? That is my what the F fact for today. So there is a chance that Freddy Krueger is in fact real.
Yeah, that wasn't slight. That was a good fact right there.
You know, man, I'm like, if you one of those people that just can't, you know, ain't scared of nothing or like that, you know, niggas, oh man, you know, for real. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that is my what the fuck fact for today.
I mine's kind of slight too. Do you know what is the most expensive liquid in the world is?
No. I can tell you it's not water.
Not water, you know. I'm gonna talk. Don't do that for you. No. You got this little tap water shit. You know what I'm saying? But the liquid is actually scorpion venom from the Death Stalker scorpion. This thing, by the gallon, can go as much as $39 million.
Damn.
And this shit is so expensive because it's rare. It's hard to milk a fucking scorpion because you gotta do it by kind of by hand and tweezers and shit. They don't produce that much venom. Like, to get a gallon, you have to milk a scorpion like 2 million times or some shit like that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And super dangerous, so that's going to drive the price up. But it has like a lot of medicinal uses. Like, doctors have been using it to fight malaria, bone density, and brain tumors, amongst a host of other things. So that's my what the fuck fact. Scorpion venom from the Death Stalker scorpion. Most expensive liquid in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, If I was going to guess seriously, I was about to say like liquid gold or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I would have never guessed in a million years that shit.
Right. Fucking, and like, I wonder like how they come up with that shit, but they can, I guess they like, just, I don't know, just be knowing the different chemicals and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck was that? You use scorpion venom to like battle all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that's what they go to school for and all that.
Yeah, and this is hundreds upon thousands of scientists just getting paid to F around with different like type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something I never thought I'd hear. Scorpion venom.
Yeah, you know, it's dangerous. That shit's like 100 times a bee sting, they say. That shit.
Damn.
You don't want that's going to ruin your day.
Yeah. No.
Day I'm over.
Like, yeah, facts. Yeah, a regular bee sting might ruin a nigga day, so I could just 100 times that. Damn. Yeah, that was sweet. You talking about that was slight, though.
Yeah, I had to research a little bit to dress it up a little bit because he gave me the bare minimum, but yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is super crazy. We definitely be doing our thing with these facts, though.
Yeah, that was a fucking great segment you introduced, man. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
Get the brain meat working.
Uh-huh. Spread a little bit of information that people might not know. Mm-hmm. But that would be another Head for the Hills podcast. And we out.
Bye.